Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love have the potential to land into the dark recesses of a rabbit hole of BS. Bait and switch. We are not here to bait and switch people. We're not here to bait them in thinking we're authentic. We're here to show and demonstrate, to live, to raise high in our values, our behaviors, our thinking, our meditations, the power of love. That's why I say every week here, I'm alive to love. I just not going to give my life for something less than love. And I promise you, we'll unpack this week in and week out to the best of my ability. And I so appreciate you trusting me with half an hour of your life and time. So let's get right to it. Here on No BS Bishop, we do a couple of things regularly to sustain a firm grip on what our purpose is. And we practice something that I think is valuable for our thinking, and that is a creed. And it's a creed I've written, and it's called Love's Creed. So, Love's Creed is something I'd be delighted to send you by email or mail, any way you'd choose. If you want this creed, write me at randydeanministries@gmail.com and we'll connect, all right? So that's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, at gmail. And I'll send you a copy of this creed. I wrote it 10, 11 years ago as a New Year's resolution. I was looking for something more than the garden variety New Year's resolution. And so I just sat down with pen and paper and wrote some words around. I wish I kept the original. I think maybe in my diary it's in there. I don't know. I keep a journal / diary and maybe in there in my original writing. But whatever the case may be, I wrote it for myself and then it became so valuable for me, I thought that maybe others would enjoy it as well. So here we go. Let me read it through in total, and I'll come back, and I'll ask you to repeat after me. In short bursts, I'll say, repeat after me. All right? Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, there it is in total. Now let me go back through it. And like a pastor would at the marriage altar, I'll give you this as a vow. I'll ask you to repeat after me phrase by phrase. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. You know, I'm convinced that when we have creeds or vows, it's really important to have something that we hear ourselves say. It's important to hear our own voice signing on the dotted line, as it were, to be associated with words that we are saying right out loud, and we want our own mind to receive it from our own ears. This is who I am. This is what I intend to be. That's why we do creeds in church and why we say the Lord's Prayer and other things that are seemingly repetitious, but they're for our good, so that we're really carving into our consciousness what it is that we want to embrace in this big world, right? So to that end, let me just carry you forward into another thought on love. I'm here again to just keep unpacking the principles here about love. We've been at this over 4 years now, and somebody might say, well, don't you run out of material? I just can't imagine it. I can't even fathom running out of material on the subject of love with a capital L. Not garden variety, cotton candy love, but a real love that has some depth and value, just like Love's Creed, that it's, I'm just not here for lesser values. This is not my gig to live life on some level of revenge or some level of bitterness or, you know, just the regurgitating over and over how I've been hurt or how people have been wrong to me, but to come alive to the powers of love. That's why I say I'm alive to love. Let's hold that as our true north, shall we? I'm inviting you to that through this. Now, and I want to continually say something that is so important for me to say as it is for you to hear, and that is, I know I'm not perfect at this. I know I'm practicing. I know this has been a trial and error for me. I'm fully aware of that. I've said here before, I've heard myself preaching on love and as a pastor over 50 years and have people come to me later and say, well, you know, you talk big about love, but you had that moment when you didn't love. And I'm just learning that I just have to smile and nod. Yes, okay, you're probably right. I may have failed, but that does not keep me from aspiring. That does not keep me from reaching and leaning into and running this race. So I'm inviting you, run this race with me. It's not easy. It never was supposed to be easy. To be truly loving is one of the hardest, if not the hardest, task in the human experience. It's a bearing of a true north in our living that through storm, through gale force winds, through utter betrayal or disappointment, through whatever comes at us that is negative or just eats at us, some emotional cancerous thing that just growls away at our insides. Love is a true north, and it calls us forward out of those deep valleys, those dark corners, those places where we're struggling to just breathe again. So love is that thing that compels us. Keep on living. Keep on trying. Keep on reaching. Keep on being that to which the world, that for which the world is eager. For somebody, please live this principle. One of my favorite writers is a Franciscan priest by the name of Richard Rohr. Richard Rohr one of my favorite books by him is Falling Upward, a book I read several years ago that set a real high mark for me to reach for a better life. And he talks about this whole principle of love as this resident beauty that's in all of us. Let me read his quote for you. There is a part of you that is love, with a capital L, love itself. And that is what we must fall into. It's already there, Richard Rohr says. Once you move your identity to that level of deep inner contentment, you will realize you are drawing upon a life that is much larger than your own and from a deeper abundance. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that just say it so well? And I hope you heard it all, but in case you didn't, I just happen to have it here in front of me. I'll read it for you again. Richard Rohr, Franciscan priest, says this: there is a part of you that is love itself, and that is what we must fall into. It's already there. Once you move your identity to that level of deep inner contentment, you will realize you are drawing upon a life that is much larger than your own and from a deeper abundance. Ooh-wee, Now, let's just unpack that, okay? This is a quote for the whole my whole broadcast today. This is Richard Rohr's quote, and let's just go through it little by little, and let me give you what I'm impressed with by his words here. There is a part of you that is love itself. Okay, full stop for a moment. There is a part of you that is love itself. Everyone listening to me, wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you've been through, whatever hate has been tossed on you, at you, or through you, there still is a part of you that is love itself. It resides in us. Now, for me, I would say that's the image of God in us. God is love. That's the imprint. That's the fingerprint of God. That's in every living human being. Love lives there in us somewhere. And it's the search for it that I'm here week in and week out to challenge you. Go looking for love within you. Yes, look for it around you and through others and God's love, but certainly remember that love is in you somewhere. It longs for your discovery. It longs for you to search with an eager heart, a desiring to know that there is a love in you that can be expressed. So that's his first part of his quote. There is a part of you that is love itself. And the rest goes on this way. And that is what we must fall into. I'm not a big fan of the phrase falling in love because it's been, I think, abused in some levels that, well, we just fell in love and then we fell out of love. See, that's where I grow weary of that thought. I just don't see love as being that flimsy and ephemeral, or that come see, come saw, maybe here today, gone tomorrow. I don't like that approach to the idea of love. However, what Richard Rohr is suggesting here, that there is a part of us that is love itself, and it's that where we must fall into in ourselves, within, something inside of you is love itself. Fall there. I like to say, listen, lean toward the principle of love, and eventually gravity will take hold and pull you in. If you're reaching for something in an apple tree, for instance, you're reaching and you're just on tiptoe. Well, eventually gravity's going to pull you toward itself. See, I think love is gravity. Love is going to just draw you in. When you reach on tiptoes, it's going to pull you toward itself. It's already there. You and I are fearfully, wonderfully made. The hardwiring of the human existence is intricately woven by the master entrepreneur, God, who created humans in the divine image. And in that divine image, there is love. There is love. Once we come to that recognition that we're not running around looking for love outside of us, but we're looking to fall into it. And then Richard's quote goes on here. Once you move your identity to that level of deep inner contentment, let me pause a moment, deep inner contentment that love is there, love is inside of me. I may have to start at the simplest point of reference. Like he said, there is a part of you that is love itself. And then he said, once you realize that you can move your identity to that deep level of inner contentment, well, there's a settledness that happens there. Can you see that? Can you imagine yourself coming to some sense of deep inner contentment? A contentment not just of I got a good night's sleep, but a contentment that's more permanent, a contentment that is more settled, at peace, that we're not in this rat race. Have you ever heard the phrase rat race? And have you also heard the rest of that is? Once you realize it's a rat race, then you know you're the rat and others are the rat, and we're not called to be rats in a rat race. Let's be lovers in a reach for love. And at that love level in each of us is a place of contentment, settledness. sure, others may misunderstand your love. Sure, others may reject your love. I'm never so naive as to think that everybody's just going to think that my love is the best thing since peanut butter. No, I know people are going to occasionally reject it, but then I have to remind myself, well, that's the love of God. This is how God loves. God loves the whole world from beginning of time to the end of time, and all the billions and billions and billions of people in that circumference of existence. And not all have received or opened themselves to the love of God. Does that for 1 minute cause God to pause, pull back? Never. I would suggest that it even causes God to reach even more, to send even more to the one that would reject that kind of love. It's a deep inner contentment when you can come there, stay there, hold on right there. Love is my reason for being alive. Love is my reason for breathing, eating, and sleeping, like we say in the Love's Creed. Love is the true sense of all my callings, that if I'm called to preach, as I believe that I am, well, then love gives that the fire of why preaching is valuable. But if I'm called because I know I'm a dad, I'm a mom, I'm a grandpa, I'm a grandma, whatever that's the simplest of all callings can be settled in love. And I can refer to my calling to preach and as a pastor. I know I've been rejected, or I've been received with such nonchalance that it's hard to even know that I've had an impact, that I've even been of any value to someone. But I have come to know that in this contentment I call, and Richard Rohr calls love, that in this contentment, I just simply know that I have loved and I am loving, and I'm going to stand right there. I'm not going to pull it back. I'm not going to retreat from it. And I'm not going to let myself fall into the temptation of just grousing around in the hurt of being rejected for it. That doesn't pay any dividends whatsoever. The one dividend I know that love will bring to each and every one of you listening to me is a contentment inside of knowing I've done my best to love. Not been perfect. I've never thumped my chest, and if I have, I'm just going to stop that. But I've simply set my sail into the winds of love. That's what Richard Rohr calls a deep inner contentment. And then he goes on to say, when you come to that deep inner contentment of love, you will realize that you're drawing upon a life that is much larger than your own. Ooh. And that it's from a deeper abundance. Let me read that again. Once you identify that level of deep inner contentment, you will realize you are drawing upon a life that is much larger than your own and from a deeper abundance. So when this is the whole challenge of life, isn't it? That we're living in a much larger zone than our own. That's a rhyme that I gave you intentionally to remember. A larger zone than your own. That the world is full of folks who are dying for love. And if I can encounter them somewhere, some way, somehow, then I've met a need, and that much larger purpose becomes known to me. And then I can find again that deeper inner contentment. One day I was just going about my business, nothing special, nothing out of the ordinary, you know, just the everyday stuff of get up and make a pot of coffee and take out the trash and simply going about my daily routines to get my day started. Had no particular high priority or no priority, had priorities to fulfill and to get after. But I came to an awareness in my preparation for times like this, that no matter what my priorities, great or small, love is still the priority of the day. So to whatever degree I can continue to love. Not too many days ago, I just had to remind myself, no matter how important the priority may be in your life, or no priority in this particular day. No high or low priority, you know, just getting up to make coffee and go about my routines. There may be no high priority there, but I can call myself to attention, to love myself, to love, as somebody once said, to love every leaf, every tree, every grain of dirt, every bird singing, every child I might see, every human that I might just pass by chance encounter. That is what gives life purpose, even on the most mundane, nonsensical days, even days that seem to have no rhyme or reason. Why am I walking through this circumstance? Love gives me a true north. Love gives me a settled place. And like Richard Rohr says in this quote, I'll read it all the way through one more time in a moment, but he calls it a deep inner contentment. May we reach in each of our lives for that deep inner contentment, a contentedness that whether I'm famous or infamous, whether I'm very important or hardly anybody knows I'm alive, whether everybody wants to connect with me today, or maybe I'm challenged to just go about my routines in a lonely path. No matter what, there's a deep inner contentment to love. To love every leaf, every tree, every bird, every breath I take, and every chance encounter that may come my way. So those are the words I want for you, I want you to gain an appreciation for today. And it comes from Richard Rohr, Father Richard Rohr, Franciscan priest from a monastery in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Here's the whole quote that we've been spending time on today. There is a part of you that is love itself, and that is what we must fall into. It is already there. Once you move your identity to that level of deep inner contentment, you will realize you are drawing upon a life that is much larger than your own and from a deeper abundance. Ooh, thank you, Father Rohr. That veritably roars in my own soul today. And I hope it's given you a little bit of a roar to go about your daily routines today. Well, here on the No BS Bishop Alive to Love, we practice a couple of things to keep us centered, to keep us focused. And one of the things we do here is learning how to take good, healthy, deep breaths. Yeah, that's important to love. That's about a deep inner contentment. To slow down life a bit. Slow down our thinking and stop the racing, like I mentioned earlier, the racing rat race that may be going on in your mind. And breathe well. Medical research tells us that first of all, we can't live without breathing. But in breathing, we need to learn a rhythm. To be aware of our breath, to know that breath brings us a centered settledness. So on the count of four, I want you to draw a breath in, and then to the count of four, hold it in to the basement of your lungs down there against your diaphragm, and then for the count of four to exhale, and then just pause. All right? So, inhale for the count of four. I'll count it out. One, two, three, four, and inhale every step of those moments. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Hold it. One, two, three, four. Exhale. One, two, three, four. That's a cleansing breath. That's a means by which your body grabs that oxygen, holds it into the all of those inner workings of your lungs, and carries oxygen to your bloodstream through your heart. Love is breathing. To breathe out love is to live by the very breath of God. And to that end, I challenge folks here every week to learn how to say the most holy, magical, charmed words in the human language. Those words are, I love you. Yes, say it. Say it to somebody nearby. Make eye contact. Oh, it's awkward. It's startling. It's weird. But it's worth the challenge. It's worth the moment of sneaking into your own inner world there and say, hey, what's in there? Is there love? Then it should be given somewhere to someone. Find somebody and say those words. You just never know who's starving for life to hear those words. You never know. And maybe your own spouse, maybe your own significant other, maybe your own children, maybe your own parents, whoever it may be, that somebody somewhere, and even somebody who's struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's may just need to hear somebody slow it down. Look them in the eye and say, I love you. I want you to hear me say it now. You can't see my eyes. You're not going to be able to make eye contact with me. But imagine, I'm looking right at you. And whoever you are, wherever you are listening to me right now, I want you to know, my deep inner contentment in life is to look at somebody and say, I love you. Those words are life-changing, life-altering, not only for the recipient, but for the giver of those words. I pray, I hope, I reach for that the last three words of my life could possibly be to somebody somewhere, my family, my wife, my dog, medical personnel, I don't know, whoever it might be in that last moment of this life, I want my last three words, my last breath to be given to say, I love you. And my last words for this broadcast, sounds ominous, doesn't it? But it's just this one particular broadcast. Hear me again say, whoever you are, I love you. And out of that deep inner contentment, I want you to reach for doing something beautiful today. Ugly has had its day. Ugly has been shouting on the streets. It's time for love to stop whispering. Let's make love the shout of our life throughout all of our steps, throughout all of our days. Let's go about the beauty of living to love. Now go out there and do something beautiful, folks. You got it in you. Let's give it away. Happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.